Oh, Esmeralda, look, can you see what happened? Look at the thing. It's Skip Skipley.
Oh, good.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
All right. How are you?
Good.
I was going to say, Dan got real weird looking.
Yeah, well.
But it was Skip.
It was Skip. It's just Skip Skipley.
Weird good or weird bad?
You know.
Hey, listen, man.
That's not an answer, Esmeralda.
That's, you know, this guy's in charge of our fate, Esmeralda. I don't know, you know. You know that or not.
I'm not in charge of the fate. That's the FCC regulations. Make sure I'm not in charge of your fate. No quiz show scandal here. I just deliver the questions.
That's exactly right.
By the way, I thoroughly enjoyed the game show talk earlier this week.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And honestly, I'm a little disappointed because Kip, my father, knew every one of those theme songs.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Didn't
All right.
miss a beat.
Didn't they up on the jet just listening to the
We were there.
To the game show themes?
It was like, yeah, it was like three notes. He could
he
name
knew
everything
like,
in three
like
notes.
That. Yeah.
Wow.
Even the canceled 80s ones that only lasted half a season.
Lasted half a season. He knew all of them. Wow. That's good. All
right. Encyclopedic knowledge that guy has.
All right. Well, Skip, welcome. Should we do the thing on top of the thing? Yes, this is the pop-up video. What's going on there? This is the what happened there, Skip?
It rolled into the first video.
Oh, the first video on that episode.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the deal now. This is pop-up video of the fantastic classic VH1 show where they would show videos and have little cool things pop up, little facts and figures. Mm-hmm. Well, we do the radio version of this. It's a board game version. And we are asked questions by Skip about the video and a certain song. And then we are also asked questions on the second side of the card about pop culture things related to the song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I understand that the situation now that we're getting into, mm-hmm. these are a little more difficult.
Yeah.
Then Skip kind of warned us and said, you know, these we might have difficulty with some of these.
We're retooling the show.
Yeah, so we might have to maybe help each other out a little bit as well.
Oh, all right.
In that regard.
I guess.
Yeah. So, all right. How are we starting?
We shall start with you, Mr. DiGilio.
Oh, boy.
Please provide us a line or two of Lionel Richie's Dancing on the Ceiling.
Oof. Oh, what a feeling. When you're dancing on the ceiling, hey ho, what a feeling! When you're dancing on the ceiling, ho, what a feeling! When you're dancing on the ceiling, all right.
Impressive.
It's the only part of the song I know.
Is that the one that had a little bit of Caribbean flair to
it? No, that's All Night Long.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Fest forever.
Yeah. All right.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. this video was inspired by a 1951 movie starring what famous dancer?
Fred Astaire.
That is correct.
Yeah. What a feeling!
Do you remember more words? No?
No.
Okay.
That's all I know. I don't know. I have no idea. Okay.
Mr. Gillian.
What happened now?
Name the band Lionel was in before going solo.
Come on, man. Commodores.
That is correct.
That's right. Oh, what a feeling.
Oh, Esmeralda. This is for you. Which Up in Smoke star is featured in this video?
Oh.
You really only have two guesses.
I know, but you know.
Do you know the difference between the two?
No, I know the difference.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know which one would more likely be in the video.
All right.
I'm going to go Cheech Marin.
You are correct.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Tommy Chong would be too high to find the studio for the taping. Oh, what a feeling.
If I remember correctly, though, listening to the show, somebody mentioned that Tommy was like a studio musician and was like on a... I believe Canadian Bill texted in a request of a band.
Yeah, he's a great guitar player, Tommy Chong, and he did. He played on a lot of big songs, especially in Canada.
Mm.
So, yeah, that doesn't mean he wasn't high. All right, now we're on the flip side.
We are on the flip side.
Oh, brother!
Extra credit.
Extra credit.
Multiple choice for you.
Yeah.
The Righteous Brothers single "You've Lost That Loving Feeling."
Yeah.
Has been covered by all of the following except...
Oh, boy.
A, Teddy Savalas. B, Dionne Warwick. C, Mariah Carey. D, Hall & Oates.
I am going to say Dionne Warwick.
You are incorrect.
Who is it?
Mariah Carey.
Ah,
Mariah
that's
Carey.
What I was thinking.
Mariah Carey.
I couldn't imagine her singing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hall & Oates version is great, I want to just say. The Hall & Oates version is phenomenal. Yep. All right. All right. Well, there's a dumb one. Oh, what a feeling. All right.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
Who narrated Fred Savage's character on The Wonder Years?
Oh.
You looking for the actor's name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's that guy.
It's that guy.
It's the robber guy from Home Alone.
Also the pitching coach from Rookie of the Year.
Oh, man.
Featuring Nick's good friend, Gary Busey.
Gary Busey, my buddy.
Something Elliot?
He was in Breaking Away.
Elliot something.
Diner.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Hey, you know, when a teacher is telling you to obey the rules, they are being...
Me.
If your parent says, you can't do that, you must obey me, sit down. What are they being like?
Oh, Mike, Daniel Stern.
There you go.
Very nice.
Give it to you anyway.
I was like, rude? I don't know.
Rude.
Producer Dan was telling me one time that you know, he and his wife go as couples every year for Halloween.
Right.
And one year they went as Fred and Winnie from The Wonder Years.
Oh.
And on his Letterman's jacket that he wore to the party, he pinned a picture of Daniel Stern on there. And nobody got it.
Nobody got it.
He was very upset about it.
I can imagine. Dan's probably very upset about that.
To this day.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Any more questions on this
one? We have two more questions.
Oh! Esmeralda, by the way, is in the lead with 3-2, even though I helped her out on the Daniel Stern question quite a bit.
All right. All right. Another multiple choice.
Oh, come on.
Which of the following is not a pompadour? A, a hairstyle. A, B, a museum in Paris. C, a type of bodice. D, the mistress of King Louis the XV. Which of the following is not a pompadour? A, hairstyle. B, museum in Paris. C, type of bodice. D, mistress of King Louis the XV.
I'm going to say type of bodice.
You are incorrect. It is not a museum
in
Paris.
It's not a museum in Paris.
That was no, I didn't know.
Yeah. I just knew the hair.
That's
the only thing I knew
was
the hair.
I would have guessed the museum.
Yeah, I should have.
I've never heard of the Pompadour Museum.
You know, okay, they moved the Mona Lisa to the Pompadour. All right, this is the last question
last
on this
question,
card. All right, Esmeralda.
Multiple choice for you.
Multiple choice.
What is Cheech Marin's real name?
What is...
A, Cheech Marin. B, Chico Marin. C, Ricardo Martin. D, Richard Marin.
Isn't it Richard Marin?
You are correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's in the Up in Smoke?
Well, he's in the video. Cheech is in the video. That's
I know, but he was already an answer before. You would think that they would just leave it at one.
Yeah. I was going to say the star of Up in Smoke that's in the video. I don't know. Strother Martin? Is Strother Martin
oh,
in the video?
Oh, gosh.
Tom Skerritt? Maybe Tom Skerritt's in it. All right, well, it's 4-2. Esmeralda is in a commanding lead, even though I helped her on the Stern, Daniel Stern. All right, Skip Skipley has just retired. Hopefully he'll be back.
See ya.
By the way, I still would have been in the lead.
Yo, I know, but I'm down two, though, but this matters. I'm down two. I could have been down one. You know, this score carries over to the next round, Esmeralda.
Well, now I realize that.
Yeah.
But I still would be winning.
Okay, if you win by one, I will be mad. Because we would have tied.
Okay. Oh, I see.
All right. Yeah! Hey, we're back. It's Pop-Up Video. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Esmeralda and I are in a heated battle here.
Not really.
4-2, Esmeralda is ahead. We're going to hear her sing in a couple of seconds here. So there's Dave Ennett. He's in the sports room with his cats all over him. There he is. He's shaking his head. All right. And the cats are here. They're all ready. They're outside. We have the Salem's Lot cats floating outside the window, scratching to get in, all of that. And look who's back from retirement. It's Skip Skipley.
Oh, very good.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
All right. You must have a vast selection of retirement watches.
Yeah. I wonder if it's a different one. Is it a different one every time?
It's like Nelly. You know how you mentioned the other day how he tries to wear a different pair of Air Jordans every
right,
day?
Right, right, right.
I try to wear a different right. watch every day.
Hey, I'd like to mention really quickly, my dad just got a watch for his 10-year anniversary at Jewel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very excited. It's a very cool watch. He just got it. And I would like to mention that I worked at Jewel for 11 years, and I didn't get a damn watch.
I guess someone didn't like you that
I
much.
I didn't get a watch. Okay, give my dad a watch because he's my dad. But, I mean, come on. All right. I got a pin. I got a little pin.
I was going to say you should take it up.
5 years, I got a pin, and then for 10 years, I got a pin. What happened?
You should take it up with corporate.
Yeah. Yeah, I quit there 25 years ago.
Well, yeah, but then you go, hey, I deserve a watch.
Right.
You did get a JoJo bobblehead from corporate.
I did get a JoJo bobblehead from corporate. I want to thank them for that. It's on my coffee table next to my Dana DiLorenzo doll.
I was at a Jewel recently, and I was...
Was JoJo there?
I was yelling through the aisles. I'm like, where's JoJo? Does JoJo think this is a good idea?
I want JoJo at every Jewel all the time.
I did find one. I did find
recommended by JoJo?
No.
Oh, you found the cutout where you can stick your head in?
Just the cutout. It was very disappointing. I was hoping to see all JoJo there.
We want all JoJo all day.
Yeah.
Nothing but JoJo.
JoJo radio.
JoJo is the king. All right. All right, it's 4-2. Esmeralda's in the lead. Skip Skipley is back. Shall we return to the festivities?
We shall.
All right.
Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from Billy Joel's River of Dreams.
Oh. Okay.
Want me to help you?
Wait. Is it that one? In the middle of the night.
There you go.
I go walking in my sleep.
The cats just fell 7 stories down.
I was going to say, do the cats have a different reaction?
Dave is shaking his head. All the cats are gone from the sports department. They left.
They went, oh, we got to go.
They left. That is a nice recovery on that one, though.
Thank you.
That song,
I didn't know that was the name of the song.
In the middle of the night.
I thought it was that.
Ridiculous.
I go walking in my sleep.
It's such a ridiculous song. Billy Joel had a lot of great songs. Mm-hmm. That's not one of them.
It's a very CGI'd video,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it's animated, if I remember correctly. Well, we'll find out.
I thought that was the one with him in New Orleans, and he's singing on a pier.
Oh, I don't remember.
I believe it's animated. I think. Well, we'll find out. There are going to be details in the questions.
I actually do not see any.
No animated type questions? In the middle of the night, I go walking down the street.
Oh, is it down the street?
I don't know what the hell it is.
Oh, I said walking in my sleep.
Maybe it is walking in my sleep. It happens in the middle of the night.
Well, because it's a river of what?
That's a great song. So stop.
I'm with Mary. That song's pretty cool.
Come on!
It's got a great beat. It's
what?
Awesome.
We're not,
it's fun.
You don't think we're doing it justice?
In the middle of the night. No, I'm going to... Oh.
Is it walking in my sleep?
I think it's walking in my sleep.
Okay, good.
Dave is shaking his... Hold on a second. Dave is shaking his head here. Dave, are you an aficionado of River of Dreams?
Yeah, I'm with Mary on this one. I like that song.
It's fun, isn't it, Dave?
We didn't say it was bad.
I did.
It's fun. It's kind of so dark, but it's... I think it's kind of catchy.
Is it in the middle of the night I go walking in my sleep?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good.
All right, you got it right.
You don't like Bon Jovi, so
at least that's what that's what the cats say.
Yes.
And the cats are always right.
They are.
Especially in the middle of the night.
All right, go cats.
Go cats.
All right. all right, Skipley. What are we doing now? I got to answer a question about this damn song now, right?
Well, sometimes the universe comes to your aid.
Okay.
According to this song, what does Billy do in the middle of the night?
I'd like to thank Mary and Dave for the confirmation that the answer is he walks in his sleep.
You are correct.
Okay, very good. he might be on the street when he's walking, so
sleep.
Yeah.
In the middle of the street.
that's my river. That's my pet peeve. People who sleepwalk in the middle of the street.
That's because they're so slow. All right. You remember the episode of The Honeymooners where Ed Norton was a sleepwalker?
No.
No, you don't. It's one of the greatest episodes in the history of television. All right. What do we got now, Skip? It's Esmeralda, right?
Yes. Billy Joel was the first rock performer to play at which famous baseball stadium? To play at which famous baseball stadium?
Fenway?
You are incorrect.
Mm. Wrigley, right?
Yankee Stadium.
He was the first to play Yankee Stadium? Really?
I mean, New York, state of mind. And...
No, no, I know that. But, I mean, it just seems like someone would have played there before Billy Joel.
Right.
Wow, all right. That's because they play Shea. That's the Beatles played Shea.
Yeah.
That's why. All right.
So no one goes to Yankee Stadium.
All right.
What sport did Billy Joel engage in before becoming a professional musician?
This is not multiple choice.
Nope.
I'm supposed to know the athletic prowess of Billy Joel?
Well, he walks. He can walk.
He was what?
He participated in what sport?
All right, baseball.
That is incorrect.
What?
Boxing.
Really?
Oh, that's right. See, now I know that. I knew that. He wrote a couple of songs about it.
Come on.
All right, sorry. All right. What
other side of the card.
Okay, fine.
This is multiple choice for you, Esmeralda.
Oh, good.
What is helminthophobia? Is it a fear of worms, spices, mayonnaise, or spicy mayonnaise?
Who did this box,
wait,
I swear.
Do it. Wait, what were the choices?
What? Worms, spices, mayonnaise, spicy mayonnaise. Helminthophobia.
I'm going to say, what was the first one?
Worms.
Worms.
You are correct.
All right.
What does that have to do with the song?
There's worms in the song, probably.
Does he go fishing?
He does. He is on a pier fishing.
Is it animated? No.
It is not animated.
What the hell was the animated one, then?
I don't know.
All right. All right. It's 5-3. Esmeralda's in the lead.
All right.
Helminthophobia. Mayonnaise. All right.
Another multiple choice for you.
Yeah.
What term describes animals that are active during the day and sleep at night? A, arboreal. B, diurnal. C, nocturnal. D, urinal.
I'm going to say A.
You are incorrect.
No.
I don't know.
Nocturnal.
No.
Nocturnal is nighttime, not daytime.
Oh.
What term describes animals that are active during the day and sleep at night?
Oh.
Diurnal is the correct
answer. Urinal. That is... All right.
Esmeralda.
You're killing me on this.
Which Simon and Garfunkel song mentions Joe DiMaggio?
This relates to...
You, Mr. No?
Wait.
Keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that Simon and Garfunkel, though, or is that just Simon? Mrs. Robinson?
You are correct.
That's right. You know what they should have asked related to
throwing me off.
Should have asked related to the Billy Joel question about sports was a song about the boxer. Simon and Garfunkel ask that.
Yeah.
All right.
What does Foreigner's jukebox hero have in his eyes?
Stars.
That is correct.
See, I can answer a question about Foreigner. That's fine.
I think all these songs all these questions have been about different songs. So then you just sing them. To find the answer. At least in my head, I was thinking, jukebox.
He's got stars in his ass. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Is that it?
That completes the game.
Now who won?
6-4. Esmeralda is our winner.
Oh, by how much?
2. So you won by 1.
It didn't matter. I still beat you.
You're lucky. You got lucky. Mm-hmm. All right. In the middle of the night.
I have a vast knowledge of Billy Joel.
Yeah, sleeping, walking.
Sleeping.
All right. Hey, Esmeralda, you know tomorrow is Friday.
It is.
Fly jams will happen. Yes. Straight out of context, hopefully some Lou Manfredinis will be in there for you.
I hope so.
And all kinds of cool stuff. Plus, Jeff Tuckman
will
be
nice.
Here for his monthly visit, and we'll be giving away a bunch of really cool stuff.
Cool.
I believe we're giving away packages of 70s movies and 80s movies.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so he'll be here, and all the other stuff that we do on Friday. So there you go. All right, Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, there it is. Tomorrow's Fly Jams Friday, and it'll all commence tomorrow. News in 5 seconds.